Much finding in the marsh. With Richard Murdoch, Kenneth Horne, Sam Costa, Maurice Denham, Diana Morrison, Barbara Lee, and the dance orchestra conducted by Stanley Black. Now, this is Philip Slessor, and I'm warning you, beware. For the eighth time this season, Much Binding takes the air. This is the London headquarters of Much Binding. At this time, we give you a chance of hearing the weekly newsletter before it's issued to the press and the BBC. The man who prepared it is ready and anxious to get it off his chest, so here it is, dictated to you by your old friend, Richard Murdoch.
How do you do, customers? I'm still thrilled at being in London. It's all so different from Much Binding. For instance, I've discovered that in London they've got more than one postman. Not only that, they put the letters through a hole in the door instead of throwing them through the window tied to a brick. And when I asked the postman what was on one of the postcards to save me reading it, he didn't know. Then there are all the buses and things. At Much Binding, we only had one bus, owned by Mr. Plackett. His original bus was pulled all the way to Spranfield Abbott by horse. Then in 1930, he bought a motor bus, and he's still using the same one. The only difference is that it's pulled by a horse again now. Mr. Horne took us to a cinema the other day, and it was all very different from the old Odeodrome. The pictures were so much clearer. In fact, they were so realistic that at times I imagined I could hear the characters talking. Then there was the man playing the organ. I was very worried until Mr. Horne told me that it was all right and he was meant to come up and go down again. I thought the man was sitting still and the cinema was going up and down. Then Mr. Horne took us to a very gay restaurant and ordered an entire meal in French. We were all very impressed, though the waiter wasn't, as it turned out to be a Chinese restaurant. So we just had some hang mung fling and some sting flung pong, and it was terrible. Sam Costa found himself in the West End on Sunday seeing the sights and got mixed up with a large crowd of people. One man gave him a placard with peace written on it and told him to go about making a nuisance of himself. Costa asked him what it was all for, and the man said he'd no idea, but he'd been doing it for years and it was a lot of fun. But everything's bang up to date in my office. I've even got one of those dictating machines. It's a wonderful time saver. All you do is dictate your letter into it, then you can sit down with the headphones on and write your letter without having the worry of thinking out what you're going to say. There. It's no good. I'll have to go and put my sarong on. And then yesterday we all went up to... I'm sorry, customers. I have to dictate the rest of the news later because there's someone at the... come in. Ah, good morning, sir. It is good to see you.
Good morning, madam. Now then, how are you settling down? Do you like your new office and secretary? How's the London air suiting you? Is your bed as comfortable as the one...
Sir, one at a time, please. The answers to your question are as follows. Yes, possibly. Yes, no, possibly.
By Jove, Murdoch. That's a good idea for one of those things they do.
One of the wireless things. Yes. Just what I was thinking.
I'll suggest it to one of the producers.
Yes, he could probably mess it about a bit.
Very likely. Now, Murdoch, those are nice flowers on your desk.
Ah, Miss Gibbs, my secretary, brings me fresh ones every day. She passes a nursery on her way here, and I believe she's got a bit of a crush on me.
What makes you think she's keen on you?
Oh, nothing, sir, but I couldn't help having my suspicions when last week, in the middle of taking down a letter, she suddenly... threw me on the sofa and smothered me with burning kisses. Mind you, there may be nothing in it, but it makes you think, doesn't it?
Oh, I shouldn't attach any importance to that. When I was in Sidibarani, I had a secretary or plasma called Helmoholes Ngara Lima Neskaro Nolabakachana.
Did you, sir? I once knew a girl in Tunbridge Wells called Dickum Nahalo Baesni Ure Kalhala Midibus Dana. Tell me about this secretary of yours, sir.
Who? Esmagara Osimara Osimara Kachara?
Yes, that's the one, sir. What was her surname?
Smith.
Now, it couldn't have been the same girl, sir.
Why not?
It was spelt differently.
I see. By the way, Murdoch, what are those flowers?
Japolias, I think so. They're cross between dahlias and japonicas.
Oh, I thought they were called daily knickers. No, you know, I once knew a man who tried to mix a cauliflower with a melon.
What did he get?
A melancholy.
That's nothing. I knew a man once who mixed business with pleasure.
What did he get?
6 months.
Murdoch, that's not true, is it?
No, sir, I made it up.
I thought you did. That reminds me, I had something made up for me. Now, I'm going to surprise you. Turn your back a moment.
You're not going to tickle me.
No, don't be childish.
Particularly...
No. Turn round.
Yes, right. Yes.
Now then, have a look.
Can I look now?
Yes. Well, do they suit me?
What, sir?
Really, Murdoch, you don't seem to be able to see further than the end of my nose.
Well, I thought that was your trouble, sir. You seem to be wearing glasses.
I am. And what's more, I've had to wait quite a time. I went to the optician the same day that Bessie and I got married.
Well, it's a pity the glasses didn't arrive before you had a good...
Murdoch!
I'm sorry. do let me try them on, sir.
No, you might break them.
Oh, please, just
the
one.
Oh, very well, but do be careful.
Oh, of course, sir. There, by Jove, isn't that extraordinary? They're just right for me, too. I can see perfectly.
Yes, quite possibly. Those are only the frames. They haven't sent the lenses yet.
horn rims, I suppose, sir.
I believe he does.
Come in. Hello, who are you?
My name's Reggie Beard. I'm looking for a conductor named Black.
A conductor named Black? Oh, he's probably taking the tickets on a streetcar named Desire.
Murdoch, he probably means Stanley Black.
Oh, that sort of conductor. He's in the next room.
Well, I'm one of his musicians.
I see. What instrument do you play, Mr. Beard?
I play the double bass.
Oh, really? I hadn't noticed it. Don't you have an awful job getting that under your chin?
Oh, you don't put a double bass under your chin, Murdoch. It's only a fiddle you put there.
Don't you know the violinist theme song? I've got you under my chin.
There you go.
Personally, I don't keep anything under my chin.
Except another chin.
Murdoch!
Beard! Just tickled me under the chin, that's all. I say, do play something, Mr. Baird.
Certainly.
Oh, it's beautiful. who wrote it?
A chap called Carter.
Who?
Carter. Pisser Carter.
Oh, I see. Well, we must take you in and show you where the boys are. No, don't bother, Mr. Beard. Murdoch and I will take the instrument for you.
Of course.
Just open the door, will you? Ready, Murdoch?
Yes, sir. To you, from me. Oh, dear. Have you got another one of these, Mr. Beard? Oh, well, never mind. We'll lend you some sticking plaster. Here's the music room. Mr. Black, there's a chap here called Bass who's got a double beard under his chin. Look after him and see that he has everything he wants. I know he's late, but it's not his fault he got held up by the bridge. Cheerio, Mr. Beard.
Cheerio, thank you.
Not at all. Thank you. You've been so helpful.
Mr. Black?
Yes?
If you want to get some discipline, I should just tap on the music stand.
Oh, thanks. I'll try it. Good heavens, it works.
Extraordinary, isn't it? And now what are you going to do, Stanley?
Slap that bass. Yes.
Now, Murdoch, any response to our advertisement last week? Any jobs turned up?
So far, it's been a little disappointing. We did have a request from the LCC to move Battersea Power Station to Hampstead.
And are you going to take it on?
We did it yesterday,
sir. Good heavens, did you have any trouble?
No, sir. Mind you, Costa got on the wrong train with one of the chimneys, forgot to change at Camden Town, and found himself at Cock Foster's.
Murdoch, you've made that up, too. You naughty thing. You didn't really move Battersea Power Station, did you?
No, sir, I admit we didn't. It was the Tower Bridge. But seriously, sir, we did have a request from a man who wanted us to arrange his mother-in-law's funeral.
And did you do it?
No, sir, she's not dead yet.
I see. Well, perhaps there's something in this morning's post.
I'll get him in. Costa, come in a minute, will you? By the way, sir, I'm not too keen on our slogan about rhubarb.
Oh, why not, Murdoch?
Well, sir, some people don't like rhubarb. Then again, Dudley on the phone said, rhubarb here, and the caller said, oh, I say you are a fool, and when Costa said it, someone said, are you stewed, and somehow it leaves a bitter taste in the mouth.
Well, what is your suggestion?
I don't know, sir, but sometimes I get a brainwave from listening to the wireless. Let's try it.
All right, switch it on.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, is it broken down again?
No, sir, surely you remember how long this set takes to...
That was Rover the retriever. Now, rounding the rick, we run into a flock of sheep. Baa, 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 baa.
Murdoch,
what is it?
I've got it.
What, sir?
Let's call it Barlam. Brains Amalgamated, London and Much Binding. Hmm. Then when we answer the phone, we just say Barlam.
It'd be simpler if we just picked up the phone and said baa, wouldn't it?
All right, Murdoch, go on, try it.
What, now, sir?
Yes, yes.
Right. Baa. Oh.
Well, who was it?
I think it must have been another sheep, sir. It said, bah to you, too.
Well, we mustn't be put off. We must persevere.
Percy who, sir?
Persevere.
Oh, yes, that's the chap. Come in.
Good morning, sir. Was there something?
Yes, Costa. Let's try it on him, sir. Shall we?
Yes, right.
Bah.
Bah.
Doesn't seem to affect him, sir. Come on, once more. Bah.
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 That's it, sir. Why didn't you say that before?
I felt rather sheepish, sir.
Anyhow, Costa, that's our new telephone greeting. It stands for B-A-L-A-M-B, which stands for... well, we didn't go into all that. Costa wouldn't understand, would he? Any mail, Costa?
Yes, sir. There's a postcard from Emily telling me to be sure not to leave off my winter underwear until...
No, Costa. Business letters.
That is business, sir.
What do you mean?
Ticklish business.
No, Costa!
Well... Oh, there is one letter here, sir, and you'll find it highly vituperative and calculated to induce virulence and asperity.
Costa.
Well, that was a clue in a crossword Emily and me did yesterday.
I see. What was the answer?
Rude.
Well, we don't want to read that one. Any others?
Oh, yes, yes. There's one here from someone asking how to get rid of superfluous hair.
Well, what about it?
Well, I thought getting rid of hair was Mr. Horn's pigeon.
My high forehead has nothing to do with the pigeon, Costa.
Oh. I suppose it's just due to the fact that you live in a flat with a very low ceiling. Oh, yes, and there was a phone call from a couple upstairs asking how much an hour we would charge to mind a baby for them.
How much did you say?
Well, I said for a young baby, the charge should be $3 an hour. But if she's over 18, I'm open to suggestions.
How many children are there upstairs, Costa?
Two, sir, a boy of 5 and a girl of 18 months.
I see.
They asked if I'd do it for them, and I said I didn't mind, so they asked me to get someone who did.
Well, I think Dudley ought to be in on this. He's usually left holding the baby. I'll get Fred to send him in. Fred?
Yes?
Is Dudley about?
About what? What?
I mean, is he with you?
Oh, yes. He's right here.
Tell him to come up, will you?
Ho, ho. That means we will have to finish our game later. Mr. Davenport coming up. Cheery, ho, ho.
Tell me, Costa, this babysitting business, does it need much practice?
Oh, yes, sir. They're very difficult to sit on at first, but my uncle's getting such an expert now that last week he was asked to sit on a large committee.
Probably on a Saturday, Murdoch.
And sitting bombs. I'm glad you like that.
No, Murdoch, something else occurred to me. I suppose one ought to mind babies on small Fridays. It's very applicable, I think.
Oh, sir, what a nappy thought. Come in.
Good morning, sir. Dudley Davenport at your service, huh?
Dudley, what do you know about babysitting?
Oh, well, sir, I was once asked to help with some children, sir.
Did you mind the baby?
No, sir, and I didn't mind the nurse either.
She was an absolute...
Well, Dudley, you must be in on this. Ring up the flat above and ask what time the first sitting is.
Oh, jolly these, huh?
Costa, what's the number?
Brompton 3954, sir. Mr. and Mrs. Cartwright.
Hello, Mrs. Cartwright. Oh, well, you won't know me, but my name's Davenport. I'm working on the floor below you. Oh, no, I'm not actually on the floor. I mean, your story's above our heads. I understand you're going to have a baby on your hands. Oh, I see. Today? Oh, I see, you're going to the pictures. What picture is it? Oh, The Birth of a Nation. Oh, looks like more work for us. Oh, yes, very good, Mrs. Cartwright. We'll be there. Cherry bye, Mrs. Cartwright.
Well, Dudley, what's the verdict?
Well, they want us to go up as soon as possible, sir.
Oh, that should be great fun. You like children, don't you, Costa?
Do I like children? I had to play shops with Emily's two nephews last week. They said, would you like to buy an ice cream? And unfortunately, I said, yes, give me a Forkney one. Whoa, do I like children.
Well, anyhow, you two, get off upstairs. And Dudley?
Sir?
I think you'd better take Miss Lee, don't you?
Oh, jolly dee, sir, yes. And then perhaps she'll be able to sing the children to sleep, sir.
Good idea. Off you go.
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Come on.
Now, Murdoch, you must confirm all this to Mrs. Cartwright by letter and prepare the account. Get your secretary in.
Oh, of course, I've got one of those, haven't I? I shall never get over having a secretary. Now, which button do I press? Would it be this one marked secretary? Oh, yes. Hello, is that Miss Gibbs?
No.
Oh, it's you, Miss Ketcheside. I didn't ask you to come back, did I?
No.
Well, there's not much point in your staying, is there?
No.
Really, what you're doing here at all, I simply don't... Yes. Send my secretary in at once, will you? Really, I can't think what Costa's been doing about the staff. This'll be her. Come in.
I don't know what lark you're up to, but here I've been hanging around here since last Wednesday trying to find my way out, and I've had now to eat with a jam butty. You've got doors here and doors there, and I keep going in at one and out at another. It's just like a labyrinth.
Oh, you've been there too, have you?
Yes, I have, and I'll be proper pleased to get out of this dump. My liver's been in the oven for a week, and it should be about done by now, so I'll trouble you to open the door for me. I've never had so much messing about in my...
Did you notice how damp it was when it was raining last week, Murdoch?
No, sir, I had my socks on back to front at the time, so I had plenty on my hands. Come in.
I do hope I'm not intruding.
No, you look all right from here.
I just came back to tell you that I'm improving at my shorthand because I am so anxious to get the job as your secretary. So I've been trying diligently and have persevered with the letter that Mr. Costa started to dictate.
Oh, splendid, Mrs.
Wimpole. Oh. Yes. I've progressed as far as, dear sir, we are in receipt of your... But I cannot quite read my shorthand for the next word. Would it have been bicycle clips?
Most unlikely, Mrs.
Wimpole.
Yes.
I should think it would have been letter or communication, Mrs.
Wimpole.
Oh, yes.
Well, now, I'll just take myself away and concentrate on this with all my ability, because I am sure that you will not consider engaging anyone else until you have assessed my capabilities.
No, certainly not. So come and see us again next week, Mrs.
Wimple.
We must give the old lady a chance. She's a sweet old thing, and I'm quite
yes,
sure...
Yes, I quite agree, Murdoch, but right now we must get upstairs and see how the others are getting on. Shall we take the lift?
Why, I don't know, sir. It'd do us good to walk up, wouldn't it?
Yes, it probably would. In you get.
Right. Sir, what does it mean when it says, in case of emergency, press the... Oh, here we are. Mind the step, sir. That'll be the door. I'll ring.
Murdoch, did you remember to get a rattle?
Yes, I've got a beauty here. I bought it cheap last Sunday week from a man who came from Liverpool. Listen.
Most soothing.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Cartwright. Do come in.
How do you do, Mr. Hall?
Yeah, the gentleman who tells us that you work for him is here, and that nice young Miss Lee, and the young man who's amusing the kiddies enormously.
What's he doing?
He's going, yuck, 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 yuck. Now, I'll just introduce you to the children, and then we can go off to the cinema. Oh, by the way, this is my husband.
How do you do?
Oh, stop it, will you? That's
children,
really... Leave it alone.
Stop putting that man's moustache and come and meet Uncle...
Richard.
And Uncle...
Well, Tiddles, I suppose.
Now, come on, Henry, we'll leave them to it. You will take care of the children, won't you? That's Dirk and that's Dolores.
Oh, hello, children.
Goodbye, Mr.
Goodbye, Scudder. Now, what are we going to do to start with?
I'm going to be sick.
No, well, we'll hurry up.
And now let's concentrate on Dolores. What do you want, Dolores?
I want a gin and tonic.
I don't think she should have the tonic, do you, sir?
No, it's much too gassy. Oh, dear, I was afraid that had happened. What can we do, Costa?
Look, you leave dollars to me, sir. I'll stuff a cushion in her mouth. That'll close her gap. There.
Costa!
Well, how was I to know it was a pink cushion?
Sir, I have a jolly dee idea, sir. Here's Miss Lee, and I...
Oh, hello, Miss Lee.
Hello. I think I know what's on your mind, Dudley.
Oh. Well, yes, Miss Lee, but apart from that, don't you think that the little blight... the little darling will go to sleep if you sang to her?
Well, I do know quite a nice lullaby that might do the trick. Oh, I think I'd better sing right away.
Sleep, my darling, and dream, watching angels draw near to enchant thee thy way to another blissful day. Slumber well, while the starlight now gleams. Thou shalt dwell.
Wake up, Costa.
What are you doing out of bed, Emily?
Oh, sorry, sir.
It must have been Miss Lee singing.
Shh, Mr. Costa, not so loud. Dolores. I say, you sang that beautifully, Miss Lee. It's done the trick.
We shall have to all be very careful not to wake her up now.
It's a nice-looking little baby, isn't it, Miss Lee? Puts me in mind of a photo of Emily when she was lying on one of those...
Oh, Costa, look what you've done. Oh, don't look at her. The shock might be fatal.
Well... My face may not have launched 1,000 ships, but it's pushed the boat out quite a bit.
Look, Marlock, I have quite a way with the children. Just leave this to me. Now then, little Macasno, come to Uncle Tiddles. I'm going to lift you up and put you on the piano. There we are.
Sir, she doesn't look very safe up there. She might fall. Dudley, keep an eye on her, will you?
Very good, sir. I say, Miss Lee.
What is it, Dudley?
Are you fond of children, Miss Lee?
Yes, I am, Dudley.
Well, so am I, Miss Lee. And, you know, seeing Dolores up on the piano like that makes me...
Dudley!
Oh, I say I'm a fool.
pick her up and put her back again.
Yep. Oh, you poor little thing. Let me take you in my arms.
Oh, Miss Lee.
Oh, not you, Dudley. I mean Dolores. Come to Auntie Barbara. Yeah. There, there.
I've been it. Oh, and I was too, all over Mummy.
Yes, splendid, splendid. And how do you feel now?
Too sure.
Well, in that case, Costa, you'd better look after Dirk. I tell you what, sir, let's go and dress up and come back and amuse the kiddies. Oh,
splendid idea, Murdoch. I got an awfully good wheeze that always goes down well. I pull my trousers up above the knees and then I sort of sway the towel around my...
Now then, come here, you dear little thing, you.
Help me go my ear. I want to play the piano.
Oh, all right, but nice and quiet, you know, fortissimo. Yes, that's very nice, yes. That'll do, yes, that's better, yes. Yeah, that's... Don't you know any proper tunes?
Yes, listen to this. Ding dong bell, pussy dinner.
Well. Oh, go on, have a nice glass of Harry Hemlock and orange. Dudley, I wish you could do something to amuse this little perisher.
Oh, well, Mr. Costa, I know a nice little number I could sing.
What number are you going to sing, Dudley?
This one. 15.
Oh, Dudley, you've woken up Dolores.
Hello, kiddies. Look at funny Uncle Tiddle.
Murdoch, what on earth can we do now?
There's only one thing for it, sir. I've got a little thing here that goes something like this.
That much.
Standing in the marsh. We didn't know the gun was loaded.
Tiddle in, bang, bang.
That much. Binding in the marsh. Until the whole darn shooting match exploded.
I'm rather glad I missed them, though. I shouldn't like to hang.
I shouldn't like their parents would have felt the slightest pang.
Shall I, sir?
All right, go on.
That much.
Binding in the marsh.
That much.
Binding in the marsh.
Miss Catchiside has only one obsession.
That much.
Binding in the marsh.
She makes the negative her sole expression.
Miss Catchiside, do you like onions?
No.
And rhubarb?
No.
Boiled carrots?
No.
I'll make her say some other word.
Good show.
I'll pinch her on there.
Steady, Murdoch. Not too.
Right, sir.
Oh!
As much.
Binding in the marsh.
As much.
Binding in the marsh.
This visit to the zoo is really thrilling.
As much.
Binding in the marsh.
The antics of young Brumus are quite killing.
Let's go inside the monkey house. It's not too bad a smell.
That one's a talking chimpanzee.
Oh, sir, how can you tell?
Well, partly by the...
Good morning. Was there something?
Costa!
Wow!
That much.
Binding in the marsh.
Last verse. That much.
Binding in the marsh.
To see the golf, we took up our position.
That much.
Binding in the marsh.
For Donald Piers was in the competition.
He played one shot that wasn't in accordance with the book.
The fans all shouted, come on, Donald, we will help you look.
And guess just where they found it after all the pains they took.
In a banquet room, by a lady dog.
And much,
binding in the marsh.
You'll need a suction pump.
Much, binding in the marsh.
Send for Crosby.
At much,
listening to Much Binding in the Marsh with Richard Murdoch, Kenneth Horne, Sam Costa, Morris Denham as Dudley, Fred and Dolores, Diana Morrison as Miss Catchside, Miss Laverstoke, Mrs. Wimpole and Dirk, Barbara Lee, and the dance orchestra conducted by Stanley Black. Script by Richard Murdoch and Kenneth Horne. Produced by Leslie Bridgemarks.